Where do I start? How do I train recall? How long should we work on healing before moving on? Is crate training really that important? We hear these questions all the time, and there's one answer that will help with all of them. The complete step-by-step dog training course found at Standing Stone Supply. They break down the what, when, where, and how to train your own dog from 8 weeks to 1 year old. They've got it all laid out for you, down to even the daily activity checklist to keep you and your puppy on track. Check out standingstonesupply.com and remember to use code GDIY to save 10%.
As someone who constantly travels to new locations out of state to hunt, I have to rely on map scouting before I even get in the truck. Onyx Hunt Maps makes it super easy for me to plan out my trips as well as track my success while on the trip. The offline maps, along with the tracking feature and ability to add pictures to my waypoints, means I can always reference old trips and hunts to better prepare for the next. When planning your next hunt, be sure to use Onyx to put you and your dog in the best situation you can. Use code GDIY20 at checkout to save 20% and know where you stand with Onyx.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
GDIY has partnered with the Bird Dog Society to do monthly bonus check-ins to discuss and announce any news and events that may be of interest for any and all bird dog owners and trainers. There are a lot of factors that impact us as we try to train, hunt, and just live with our dogs. So it is important to recognize the resources we utilize are maintained, improved, and people actually know about them. Please check out the links in the show notes that can direct you where to get involved and show your support. All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the Bird Dog Society Update. Joined with me again is Terry Ann. Terry Ann, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, as always. So try and catch me up. I think the last time we spoke, you're actually headed up northeast to kind of try your hand at grouse and woodcock. I do want to hear an update on that and how that trip transpired for you.
Yeah, so it was a good time. I got to hunt two different days up in kind of mid to northern New Hampshire. Zara pointed one woodcock, which I missed, and I think we saw a couple grouse / heard them. It's hard to say. I didn't get close enough, and I mean, she was pointing, and then like a couple times I saw something large flying, so it looked like a grouse, but I'm not entirely sure. I wasn't able to shoot anything. So it was fun. I mean, I kind of logistically didn't plan very well, so we were staying really far away from where I was hunting, and I was driving back and forth, so I just didn't have a lot of time. But you know, I'm glad we went, and you know, it was definitely fun. It was beautiful up there in the mountains. Yeah. I'd never hunted in the mountains before, so
it's tough to beat the Northeast in the fall. It's gorgeous up there.
Oh yeah, and it was actually, I realized it was my first time hunting with the leaves up, because here during woodcock season, it's in December, all the leaves are always down. So I mean, she had a tracking collar on and was not really looking to get lost, but I was like, okay, where are you? Because it was really hard to see her.
Yeah. Now, see her, to see the bird, hear the flush, it even dampens and really insulates that flush. Oh, to your point, especially kind of being, because this was your first quote unquote grouse hunt. You've done woodcock hunting. Yeah. So really, if you're going up there, it's your first experience or exposure to it, not really knowing exactly what they sound like, the leaves being up can really dampen that flush to even make it a little more difficult for you to kind of figure things out.
Yes. And I had hearing protection in too. So I was like, you know.
Okay. So that's tough. I tell, rough grouse hunting is such an audible kind of thing, especially like even in areas that are thick with birds. I can't tell you, probably 9 out of 10 at the very least, if not 99% of birds I key in on because of the audible of the flush. So hearing protection is pretty difficult. I know me and Larson, we've talked about that a number of times, to where we've both tried different shooting protections and it doesn't work out very well.
Yeah, I know. But my dad has hearing issues, so I try to be careful.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I hope that some of these kind of electronic things, as they kind of develop and create new products or updates or something, hopefully somebody figures out one that will work pretty well. Because, I mean, what I've kind of realized is when you get the electronic one, you're going through and hitting all that brush and the leaves up against your body, you're just hearing that static. So you have to kind of dampen it even more and turn the settings up and dial them up even more. And then you really can't hear the flush. So it's just kind of, I think there's challenges in the rough grouse woods that you don't really find out on the prairie, so to speak.
Sure. Yeah.
So how did Zara do going into that thick, nasty cover and working something that she was kind of foreign to?
Oh, she did great. I mean, she was in hunting mode the entire time. I mean, she definitely knew what we were out there to do. Yeah. And she was, like I said, she pointed multiple times, and I think because it was similar enough to woodcock cover that she had no issues kind of translating it. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. I mean,
so what have you been doing since you got back? You've been back on the field trial route, or are you hunting some local birds? What's the plan for the rest of the season?
We did go duck hunting once when the season was briefly open in November, but it's closed again. So we just spent pretty much all of November running field trials and then doing this kind of new kind of test called a Master Hunter Excellent Test. So we had a good fall. I mean, she got a couple placements, and overall is still running really well. So it was a good time. Yeah.
What's the Master Hunter Excellence Test?
So that's a new test that was developed by AKC it's for dogs that already have a Master Hunter title. It's kind of like supposed to be another level beyond that. And they had the inaugural one at the beginning of November in North Carolina. And they're kind of right now making some tweaks to the concept and kind of figuring out how it's going to be brought out in 2024. But I have a whole podcast about it if anyone's interested. I interviewed Doug Lundgren, who's one of the executive vice presidents at AKC. So we kind of went over what's required, but it was a little bit of a different kind of event. So it was fun. It's a standards based thing versus a field trial, which is competitive. So,
yeah. Okay. And your kind of thoughts after going through it, it's kind of neat being on the forefront, I guess, kind of testing the waters before they roll it out nationwide. That's kind of a neat experience at least.
Yeah, it was fun. It was actually put on by Westminster Kennel Club, which is obviously a very distinguished, well-known kennel club that is known for putting on the big dog show, but they also are licensed for pointing breed hunt tests and I think field trials too. So there was definitely, you know, they had all these fancy ribbons and there were like photographers there and stuff. So that was kind of fun. And I think the event definitely is something worth pursuing. I think they need to kind of figure out like make sure the scoring is kind of clear, like how, you know, to make sure there's consistency among the judges and then kind of figure out, you know, what's the main kind of purpose for this? Is it really to kind of have the cream of the crop for hunt test dogs? Are they trying to have some sort of crossover with field trials at all? So I think they're working on that.
Gotcha. And so that episode that you did, is that currently out now? Is that something I can link in the show notes for everybody if they're interested? Awesome. So, all right. Yeah. If you're interested in hearing more about that, check out the show notes. I'll have that link. So yeah, I mean, trial season, you've gotten to hunt a little bit. So you're doing what we all do in the fall and winter. What's the Bird Dog Society up to right now? What are you guys kind of having come down the pipe that you're excited about?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously I'm very into the test and trial world. So the thing I'm most excited about is that St. Hubert's trial that we've talked about before. We have, the registration is currently open and we are taking registrations for both pointing and flushing dogs. So it's, I know we've talked about it before, but it's February 3rd and 4th at H. Cooper Black, which is in South Carolina. It's a big, big public land field trial ground. So it's a great place to have it. And we are hoping to get some vendors and such. And it should be a really fun event for people that are, you know, new to the trial leader testing world, as well as people that are experienced. So we're hoping to have people kind of from all over, and it'll be a really nice event that's kind of a cool combination of like a standards-based thing. So if your dog does well and kind of meets the standard, you can, you know, you'll get a certificate for that, but you can also earn either a champion or runner-up champion title if you, you know, do, your dog does really well and beats the other dogs. Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm excited for it. I know I'm going to that. Grayson and you guys asked me to be the judge of the hunter class. So I'm excited to do that and kind of experience this new or different style of trial, if you will, in person. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and just something different to go and do in early February.
Yeah. And then besides that, I think Jim mentioned last time that the Troubles with Bird Dogs workshop is going to be opening soon. That is still the case. We're hoping to get the registration open in December. So, you know, hopefully this month. We have our shed hunt coming up in March 9th. It's at the Butner Falls Game Lands in North Carolina. And we had a good time at that last year and should be fun this year as well. We're going to actually have an area where you can kind of practice finding sheds with your dogs first before you go out into the big area, because a lot of people that came last year didn't have experience with shed hunting, or the dogs didn't. So, you know, I know if I sent my dog out to hunt something, she's going to be hunting squirrels and birds, probably not sheds. So,
right.
You know, if that's the case for your dog, we'll have a little practice area, which would be great to start. So, and then we have obviously our webinars as well. The one we have added in April is with Kristen Murray. She is a photographer who specializes in photographing dogs hunting. And it's called The Art of the Hunt. That's on Thursday, April 11th. And I think that'll be a really fun one. Kristen has a lot of experience photographing dogs, and she now has her own Brittany as well that she's training for hunting. So she's definitely living the lifestyle. And I know a lot of people, you know, when you're out with your dogs, you want to get good photos. So she's going to give us some tips on how to do that.
Awesome. Yeah, that's always something that I'm interested in doing. That even with your iPhone, it's amazing how if you kind of know the angles or even just touching up on editing, some of those memories you can file away are pretty cool when you kind of go at it from a measured standpoint rather than just, you know, pray and spray and just hope that you come away with something good.
Right. Yes, there's definitely some technique to it.
Right.
And then I'm not sure if we had mentioned this before on your podcast, but BDS will be at Pheasant Fest in early March. I think that's the first weekend of March out in South Dakota this year. So we're going to have a booth again. We were out there last year as well, and hopefully going to be selling some merchandise as well. And, you know, educating people about what we do and hopefully getting some new memberships. So we are definitely looking forward to that. It was a great time last year.
Yeah. Is Zara going to get some love time at the booth, or is it going to be Manu hogging all the love again?
Unfortunately, I'm not willing to drive to South Dakota, so we left at home.
Gotcha. All right. So you're flying and leaving Zara at home, and Manu's just going to have to suffer through all the head scratches again.
Yeah, Zara would definitely love it, but unless I can find an easy way to fly her on an airplane, she's not coming.
Gotcha. There's a price to pay with all of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, we have some other events in the works that are hopefully, we have an event hopefully coming next fall, but I can't really talk about that too much yet without anything being hammered out. So there's definitely stuff coming down the pipeline, but we're working out the details right now.
And that's why I really kind of support you guys and the organization that you guys are doing, is y'all don't just come out and say that y'all want to do some events and, you know, present learning opportunities for people. You guys are actually always working to try and figure out other webinars, other events to do. And every time I talk to you or Jim, there's always something in the works that you guys can't talk about. And that's why we kind of do these updates with you guys every month right now. I know we're going to talk about how often we're going to do that into the next year, but it's been a pleasure kind of this year in 2023 highlighting you guys. And I'm just looking forward to all the work that you guys are going to continue into years future.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had, especially the in-person events that we held this year, we had a lot of great feedback from the people that attended them. You know, I think everyone enjoyed the events overall. You know, there was a lot of stuff that was learned, and especially at the hunting with your bird dog workshop and the shed hunt as well. So, you know, if you're able to, I definitely encourage you to come to an in-person event. I mean, the virtual events are great, but in-person is when it's, you can really, you know, just make connections with people and learn a whole lot more. So,
yeah, absolutely. I think that's the case in most of this stuff. Anytime you can do it in person, that's always going to be better. But, fortunately, the technology nowadays affords us the opportunity to do webinars and, you know, different things that keep the membership engaged. And so anybody listening to this or have listened to any of the ones throughout 2023, by all means, you know, go sign somebody up. If you got somebody in your family that has bird dogs, sign them up for Christmas or something, because it is a good organization and worth supporting. And I'm excited to hear what you guys have cooking next fall, because the events you guys have had so far, it's pretty unique and good ideas. And Troubles with Bird Dogs, that's going to be a fun one. And the St. Hubert's Trial, you know, you guys aren't just recycling and you know, doing derivative events. You guys are trying to step out and do different things, and that's going to be a lot of fun and beneficial for a lot of people.
Yeah, and one more thing too. So when we had that hunting with your bird dog workshop, we actually had the majority of the presentations recorded on video. So the first one of those is up in the video archive. So if you're a member, you can log into your account on the website and access that. We're working to get the other ones up. So the first one, which is called Game Bird Biology, is up there. So if you either attended the workshop and wanted a refresher, or if you didn't attend and want to watch them, they're going to be available for members on our website if you're logged in.
Awesome. Well, if that's it, all the stuff that you have us updating, you know, I enjoyed it. Appreciate you taking the time and stopping by with us. And you and Zara have a great holiday season, and get out and go trial and maybe shoot some birds while you're at it. And I'm sure we'll talk here soon.
Sounds good. Yep.
Everyone seems to have the same questions or concerns when they start trying to decide which kennel to purchase for their vehicle. Perhaps it's time to stop asking all the questions and just design the perfect setup that meets your exact needs. BPro Kennel specializes in designing and fabricating custom premier dog boxes handcrafted right here in the USA from high-grade, lightweight aluminum. They'll get you set up with the size dimensions, lighting, storage, battery boxes with solar charging, and anything else you can dream of. Stop stressing over buying the wrong setup just to have to replace it again in a year. Go ahead and check out bprokennels.com and get exactly what you want. If you're considering changing your dog's food soon, then be sure to check out Eukanuba Pro Performance. Their science-backed formulas are designed to take your dog to the next level of performance. They also now have the new puppy formula to help your pup start strong and live active. When looking at all the different food options, remember Eukanuba to help power their ultimate performance.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Bob from Lone Duck's Gun Dog Chronicles podcast. I hope you just enjoyed the episode you just listened to. And if you did, I think you'll enjoy hopping on ours. We've got professional retriever trainers and upland bird dog trainers from across the country and world sharing their tips and tricks and great stories to help you and your dog get ready for the season. We'll see you there.